This morning, we have a guest joining us in our studios. Rich Perry is in with us this morning from here in Atlantic for now, but soon he'll be in Haiti. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Jim. Great to be out here and be able to talk about my passion. Retirement is serving me well, and I have a little extra time now to go and do some other things in the service area, and that's what the trip to Haiti is.
Yeah, and Rich is in here as a representative of a group, a fairly large group from here locally that will be heading to Haiti next week to continue with a mission trip that's been ongoing for quite some time.
It has been. This started back in 2009 with Larry and Marlene Hummel going to accompany their granddaughter because their parents weren't able to. They really got hooked on it and have been going down ever since. And I had the opportunity in 2012 to go down, so this will be my fifth trip down to Cayman, Haiti. It's to a mission area that was started by a young lady from Orange City, Iowa. And she went down in 1999 to do some mission work down there, fell in love with a young Haitian gentleman who was teaching down there, and she was teaching also. They realized they did not have the knowledge to be able to help their country advance itself. They came back. He got his degree in theology. She got hers in nursing. And they went back down in 2005 with enough money to last 3 months, thanks to her mother. And they started feeding the children and dug a well. Since then, they have dug 17 wells. They run 9 nutrition centers for children. They have, in 2010, when the earthquake hit in Haiti, they discovered that they had educated people within the family. In fact, about 40 of them came out of Port-au-Prince to live with them for a while in their home. They had educated people with no jobs to go back to. So they immediately started a school, and they did that by starting a preschool kindergarten. It, this last fall, had 769 students up through the seventh grade, just doing beautifully with it. Then in addition to that, since then, they have started a university which teaches 5 different courses of study, agronomy, medical, both nursing and doctor, education, and theology. So they really are doing a fantastic job of getting an economy going in their area, but educating people so that they will definitely be able to lift themselves up. When we go down, we are very careful to make sure that what we do is giving a hand up, not a hand out.
You're going to be leaving at some point. They can't start depending on you because you won't be there forever. But you keep going back, and I assume each of these trips is different for you.
Yes. In fact, we are multifaceted as far as what we do while we're down there. Last year we had 7 going. This year we have 17 going.
Wow.
Last year, Dr. Ken Burkhart went down for the first time. He's going back this year. In fact, he went down 2 weeks in January on his own to help out at the medical clinic down there. But this year, in addition to Ken, we have a nurse, Georgia Johnson, going with us, a pharmacist, Merlin Bogie, and there's also another doctor from the Ames area. I'm trying to think of his name, and John Lothium is a doctor that's going down too. So the medical field will be covered in one area. Then we also will be doing Bible schools for 2 different Bible schools for 100 children each or more. We're going to do 2 field trips for kids. We will be helping teach English in the classrooms, Bible study for 30 to 50-year-old men one day. It just all kinds of things that can be done. We have quite a diverse group this year, ranging from a 15 or 16-year-old young man from Griswold who's going with us. We have a high school senior or high school graduate, a college student, and then multiple adults. Like mm-hmm. I say, 17 of us going down.
Sure. In your experience, for you, I understand what keeps you going back because you have those experiences and you just feel like there's more you can do. But what got you to go that first time when you were hearing the stories?
I had a real passion to want to go. In fact, I wanted to go in 2011 and had a heart attack and couldn't, so I didn't make it until 2012. But my sister has been working down in Haiti for years, and it was neat that I got to go down in 2012 because she passed away shortly after, but we had almost a year to talk about our Haiti experiences. She had such a love for the people. It wasn't until I got there and experienced it myself. Jim, you and I have a happiness and all. The Haitian people have a joy. And not that we don't have joy also, but so much of our life is around happenings and things, which is where happiness is. Joy is from within. These folks have virtually nothing, and they are so thankful for it. They love Jesus Christ above all else, and we are so much more blessed than what the blessing that we take is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you go there, you're living with them.
We are living actually in a dormitory area, right there on the compound. The compound is probably about 10 acres, and that's what the school and the university are on. There are houses being built around it. In fact, I comment about the wells and nutrition centers. We have built 75 houses in the area down there. There have been 437 concrete floors poured in existing houses. One of the things we'll be doing this year is building a house for a family. It's a family that's been faithful in the church there for 10 years, have two young men that are just beautiful young individuals. And mom and dad are still living in dad's parents' house, and dad's parents still practice voodoo. And so it's going to be very good that we can get them out into their own home. Speaking of practicing voodoo, we have seen 43 witch doctors converted to Christianity in the area right there in Cayman. We've established 15 new churches down there. And when I say we, that's United Christians International. That's the group that is the umbrella group that we function under as a short-term team.
Yeah, and for example, the folks that are going from around this immediate area come from several different churches.
Right. We are totally non-denominational. We have people from Griswold, from Avoca, Atlantic, Anita, Ames, Huxley, Ohio. So we have quite a diverse group, and the background is just as diverse. The gal from Ohio will be going in and doing some seminars on teaching, both in the college and to help in the classrooms. That's her expertise. It's just amazing how God can use virtually anyone to help down there, because there are so many areas to work in.
Yeah, because I can see someone going that first time deciding they want to dedicate themselves to doing this, and I really want to help, but I have no idea how I'm going to help. What specialties, what expertise do I bring that I can share with these folks to move their lives forward? But I guess you find your niche real fast.
The number one requirement when going to Haiti on a mission trip is flexibility.
In a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways. But seriously, the Haitian people function on island time. And it's 5:30-ish that something happens. We laugh. We have an old school bus that we go back and forth from Port-au-Prince up, and the capacity posted in the school bus is 54, and we asked John, who is the host of us down there, asked John, how many people do you have? Have you gotten on the bus? He said, I don't know, but there's always room for one more.
It's a crazy lifestyle, but it's what they know, it's what they love, but there are things that we can do to help make their lives better.
That's right. There are so many things that we will be taking dresses down. In fact, Cheryl Wessels and Sharon Roberts both have donated dresses. Cheryl's, of course, comes from a ministry that happens right here in town, too, and that is that she's working with the nursing homes, care centers, et cetera, and has people cutting and doing things to make these dresses that we in turn take down. So it is so beautiful for her ministry because it's a two-sided thing. It helps in both ways. This year we will be, like I said, building a house. Last year we built chicken houses. We will get to see chickens in the chicken houses this year. Mm-hmm. So that will be fun and just lots of possibilities.
Yep, I suppose every trip you go, you see some of the successes that you've had in the past continue to build.
Absolutely. Just unbelievable. And we're looking forward to doing a trip next year, too. We don't have everything put in place for next year's trip, of course, yet. But that's something that I would love the listeners to realize, that it is wide open. We're non-denominational, and there are ways that you can be used. The other thing for the audience is to remember that they can support us also, and that could be done through monetary gift if they so desire through the United Church of Christ here in Atlantic. But the other thing is just keeping us in your thoughts and prayers as we're down there, because that is needed too.
Very good. And it's a little late now for this particular trip, but if you would think that maybe that would be something I would really like to try at some point, they just contact any of those folks you mentioned?
Absolutely, myself included. And yes, we would love to fill you in on what it takes. And it's very affordable and so rewarding that it's a life-changing experience. Your life changes, but you're also changing the lives of others.
Like the bus, there's always room for one more.
That's right. There sure is.
Very good. Well, Rich, have a successful trip. Be safe and help a lot of folks. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the opportunity.